Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Miracle Manifesting Mondays. My name is Audrey, and I'm here with you today, as I am every Monday, to help you know what a miracle you are. And I know that sometimes we may not feel that way. Nonetheless, it is still the truth. So we start today with our breathing attunement. And unless you need to be paying total focused attention on whatever is in front of you, kick back, relax, have your back straight, and take in a nice, deep, full breath into your diaphragm, chest, throat, and head. Hold and gently, softly, easily let go. Release. And again, breathe in, diaphragm, chest, throat, and head, and hold and release, let go. Good. Once more, breathe in, diaphragm, throat, diaphragm, chest, throat, and head. Hold and gently and easily let go. Good. Our affirmation for today is, I love myself and my essence. I love myself and my essence. I love myself and my essence. And allow that to be your reality, even in the midst of sometimes when emotionally you may not be feeling as fabulous as you might. Even if you didn't do your whole to-do list, whatever it might be, love yourself anyway. Now, I was going to do a show today on the prophecies of Master Peter Dunov, and maybe I will get to it. However, first I want to read something about stopping fracking and our forests, and this is from the foodandwaterwatch.org. So I'm going to read this. Imagine starting out on a hike or driving through your favorite national forest, and this is your view. Swaths of trees that have been clear cut. Hordes of trucks flying along back roads and fracking rigs scattered across the landscape. Because our public lands are currently open to fracking, this dirty, disgusting, and dangerous... And dangerous image could become a common to visitors to our national forest and wilderness areas. If you think that we would like to keep our forest protected, then we definitely need to go to, I'm using my cell phone, I apologize, and it's not working so well, to go to www.fwwatch.org. That's Food and Water Watch. This is why I'm publishing also my book on 100% consumer recycled paper, so that trees are not cut down. This guy continues, as a Colorado native, I am lucky to have the awe-inspiring Rocky Mountains and many areas of public land right in my backyard. Me, I'm living in Florida now, so I see a lot of trees. Still, just the other weekend, he continues, I went snowshoeing through our Arapaho National Forest with fresh powdery snow falling on the pine trees around me. He continues, I cannot even imagine going out and seeing fresh snow in a clearing made by a huge fracking well pad instead of fresh snow and treetops. And that's how I feel about most books, almost all, made from virgin paper or non 100% post-consumer. 30 million, 30 million trees annual are used to make the books read in the United States. I have to tell you, this is horrifying to me. And I also, and this may sound judgmental, and I, if it is, I acknowledge it, that because this is part of who I am. I'm horrified that people aren't horrified by that. I'm horrified if anyone doesn't want to do anything about that. It is time on our planet, and certainly in this United States, for us to stop using regular things, paper. And that includes everything. The paper we use at our computers, toilet paper, tissues, napkins, everything. Cardboard. We have to stop ruining our trees. If you don't think that's important, look how many people now are getting all different kinds of cancers. It isn't because of Reddit reporting techniques, although there's a bit of that. We have toxic air. We have toxic water. Most bottled water is acidic. When you go to the supermarket or the health food store, and a lot of that bottled water says it's alkaline, I've tested it. It's not what it says. People, I don't want to scare people, but holy cow, I mean, really? If you truly, truly, truly want to leave a planet for your children, for your grandchildren, to yourself, one has to take action now. It is not business as usual. Pick something. Pick something, because otherwise it can feel so overwhelming because there's so much to do. Pick something. Today I will acknowledge that I was not quite able to get my energy together the way I normally can and didn't make any of the phone calls I was going to make to let people know about the amazing book that I have ready to go and that I am now fundraising so I can publish, and I will be the publisher, my children's ABC affirmation and art coloring book called What If? You Are, and Life is Miraculous on 100% post-consumer recycled paper. And yes, you can go. You can go to www.igg/at/whatifabc. And if that's too much to remember, go to Facebook. And the Facebook page is What If ABC. What If ABC. And that'll point you in lots to the Indiegogo site. So what is this? We do have to stop fighting, stop fracking. It's nuts. So obvious that we don't need it. It's an indication to me that part of the members of our species are simply lost. I mean, honestly, simply lost. That I have to even say this, it's what John Cleese was saying about when someone is really stupid, 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 they don't even know they're stupid, stupid, stupid. Because you have to have some modicum of intelligence to even see when something is so stupid, 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 stupid. And I thought that is such a good way to put it. And he did it in such a funny way. It's like so cool. I'm not saying there's only one way to be. There are lots of ways to be. But inveterate, absolute stupid. That's something, ignorance is a thing I've had a challenge with all my life since I'm a little girl. And I'm a woman grown, and abject ignorance is something I still have challenge with. And I'm not talking about lack of education. I'm talking about awareness, ignorance, and people holding on to ignorance and being proud of absolute ignorance and stupid, 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 stupid. And again, I'm not referring to someone that actually has a psychological or is born with an intellectual concern. No, for that you love and take care of people. That is not what I'm referring to. am referring to something quite different. Let us see now, because I would like to see. My friend Alicia sent this to me. I'll read some of it, and we can discuss some of it. Peter Dunoff, who I read about many years ago. Here's his prophecy on the end of our civilization and the beginning of the golden age on Earth. He's known by the spiritual name of Venta Duno, the Bulgarian master Peter Dunoff, who was 80 when he passed. He lived from 1864 to 1944. He was a being of very high level of consciousness, also an incomparable musician that gave his an example of purity, wisdom, intelligence, and creativity. He was established in a city called Sofia, where he lived surrounded by many disciples. Some days before his departure to the next world, he was in a deep mediumistic trance, and he made an extraordinary prophecy, this is 1944, in regards to our troubled epoch that we're crossing today. A prophecy about the end of time and the coming of a new golden age of humanity. And here is the deeply moving testament, current and vibrant, even though these words were spoken, actually, let me think, 70 years ago. 70 years ago. During the passage of time, the consciousness of man, I have to say people because otherwise to me it's sexist, traversed a very long period of obscurity. This phrase, which to Hindus Kali Yuga, is on the verge of ending. We find ourselves today at the frontier between two epochs, that of the Kali Yuga and that of the new era that we are entering, and we are in that. A gradual improvement is already occurring in the thoughts, sentiments, and acts of humans, but everybody will soon be subjugated to divine fire that will purify and prepare them in regards to the new era. Thus, humans will raise themselves to a superior degree of consciousness indispensable to the entrance of the new life. This is what one understands by ascension. Yeah, it's growing our abilities. Some decades will pass, which we are in now, before this fire will come that will transform the world by bringing it a new morality. This immense wave comes from cosmic space and will inundate the entire Earth. We are actually moving into that now. We are still in that space of moving into it. All those that attempt to oppose it will be carried off and transferred elsewhere. I don't know if that's exactly true, but there is a major sweeping, which is why we have so many of us discussing this and so many of us working on it. And when we're anything less than that, certainly when my energy is, I can feel it. Sometimes I do let myself give into it occasionally and then pick myself up, what I call having my moments of humanity. And people pay attention to whatever particular addictive behavior you had. Like for me, it was watching too much television. Well, lo and behold, I am not doing that now. The next thing I'll be dealing with is clearing out clutter of all kinds, paper, thoughts, people, all of it, belief systems, gone. Anyway, continues Peter Dunoff. Although the inhabitants of this planet do not find themselves at the same degree of evolution, and that's true, everyone's different, the new wave will be felt by each one of us. And this transformation will not only touch the Earth, but the ensemble of the entire cosmos. We're at the starting stage of it. Yep. Let's see, did I disconnect us? Okay, we're still here. The best and only thing that people can do now is turn towards the Creator, with everyone improving ourselves, you, me, all of us, consciously, to elevate our vibratory level so as to find ourselves in harmony with the powerful wave that is coming in here. The fire of which I says Peter Dunoff, that accompanies the new conditions offered to our planet will rejuvenate, purify, reconstruct everything. Matter will be refined, Our hearts will be liberated from anguish, troubles, incertitude, and they will become luminous. Everything will be improved and elevated. The thoughts, sentiments, and negative acts will be consumed and destroyed. Says he, and again, this was written in 1944, or said in 1944, your present life is a slavery, a heavy prison. Understand your situation and liberate yourself from it. I tell you this, he said, exit from your prison. That's for sure, your thoughts, your mind, emotions. Yes, yes, that's the work I teach. That's the work I do. And now and then I get trapped a little, and now I'm reading a novel or I meditate, or sometimes I simply retreat and let myself be, and then pick myself up again. Let's see. It is really sorry to see so much misleading, so much suffering, so much incapacity to understand where one's true happiness lies. Everything that is around you will soon disappear and collapse. He said this in 1944. Nothing will be left of this civilization or its perversity. The entire earth will be shaken, and no trace will be left of this erroneous culture that maintains humans under the yoke of ignorance. Earthquakes are not only mechanical phenomena. Their goal is also to awaken the intellect and the heart of humans to liberate themselves from their errors and their follies, and they understand that they're not the only ones in the universe. And we're not. Our solar system is now traversing a region of the cosmos where a constellation that was destroyed left its mark and its dust. This crossing of a contaminated space is the source of poisoning, not only for the inhabitants of the Earth, but for all the inhabitants of the other planets of our galaxies. Only the suns are not affected by the influence of this hostile environment. To me, that's like being near tobacco, one of the worst poisons ever. According to Peter Dunoff, this hostile environment is called the 13th zone. One can also call it the zone of contradictions. Our planet was enclosed in this region for thousands of years, but finally we're approaching the exit of this space of darkness, and we're on the point of attaining a more spiritual region where more evolved beings live. The Earth is now following an ascending movement, and everyone should impel themselves to harmonize with the currents of the ascension. Yes! Those who refuse to do this will lose the advantages of good conditions that are offered in the future to elevate themselves. That's what we're doing now. That's why I'm printing on 100% post-consumer recycled paper. That's why it's not business as usual. That's why so many people are doing wonderful work. That's why if you ever get cranky, which I sometimes can, we have to take full responsibility and handle it and shift, or hold it privately. Don't pull it all out in the world. Or acknowledge, this is me being cranky. I apologize. People will remain behind in evolution and could wait tens of millions of years for the coming of a new ascending wave. This is it, folks. The Earth, the solar system, the universe, all are being put in a new direction under the impulse of love. Many people still consider love as less than, but in reality, it's the greatest of all forces. The fact that money and power by some continue to be venerated as if the course of our lives depended on it, that's not true. He says, and I agree, in the future, all will be under the influence of love, and all will serve love. That is the highest, highest, highest calling that we now know on the planet, love and enlightenment. It is through suffering that some people need to suffer and have difficulties till they wake up. And that's why some people are having it. The terrible predictions of the prophet Daniel written in the Bible relate to the epithet opening. There will be floods, hurricanes, gigantic fires, and earthquakes, which we are in, that can sweep away everything. Blood can flow in abundance. There can be revolutions, terrible explosions that can resound in numerous regions on the earth. There, where there is earth, water will come, and where there is water, earth will come. Earth changes. God is love. Source is love. Goddess is love. Yet we're dealing here with a chastisement, a reply by nature against the crime perpetrated by humans since the time against the Mother Earth. We're not allowed to do that. I have talked about that we're here to protect and take care of the earth, not rape the earth, which is, again, why I will be printing on 100% post-consumer recycled paper. And if you want to get a little taste of the book and see a piece of it for yourself, download it and print it out, go to the site. It's on Indiegogo. All contributions are fully deductible to the extent of the law. This is going through my nonprofit. And you go to www.igg.me/AP/whatifABC. Continues Peter Dunoff. Suffering, those that will be come through it and will know the golden age, harmony, and unlimited beauty. So keep your peace and your faith when the time comes to suffering and terror, which we're in part of it, because it is written that not a hair will fall from the head of the just. Refuse to be discouraged, simply follow your work of personal perfection. You have no idea of the grandiose future that awaits. A new earth will soon be day. In a few decades, the work will be less exacting, and each one will have the time to consecrate spiritual, intellectual, and artistic activities. The question of rapport between the sexes and amongst people will be finally resolved in harmony. Between genders, between everyone, each one having the possibility of following their aspirations. The relations of couples will be founded on reciprocal respect and esteem. Humans will voyage through space, the different planes of space, and break through intergalactic space. They will study their functioning and will rapidly be able to know the divine world, fusion with the head of the universe. That's meditation. I'm actually doing the course, Relationship Relief. That is at the Metaphysical Chapel of South Florida on Sunday, February 15th, from 1:30 to 4:30. Go to www.eventzilla.com. I'm also doing the service that day at 11 o'clock, the meditation and the messages. The founder of this new civilization are children of love, children of the earth, brothers and sisters of humanity, unshakable for the good, and they also represent a new type of people. We will form families as a large body, and each people will represent an organ in the body. In this new grouping of people, love will manifest in such a perfect manner that today's person can only have a very vague idea. This nonsense, I'm going to add, of this race or this color or that religion being better than another, to tell you it's ludicrous. People being like this or like that. Whether you are fully black, fully white, fully red, fully yellow, mixture of this, mixture of that, all of it's good. This hissing at one another that some people do, nonsense. True nonsense. And when the fashion is something, so that's better for a moment, and then the fashion is something else for whatever reason, no, get over it. It's such a waste of time. It really is. So let's see what Peter Dunoff also has to say. Okay. The earth will remain a terrain favorable to struggle, but the forces of darkness will retreat and the earth will be liberated from them. Humans, seeing that there is no other path, will engage themselves to the path of the new life, the life of light and love. In their senseless pride, some will to the end hope to continue on earth a life that is against us. That's all that ego rampantness. But that's not the way. And you see it now. That's the stupid. Honestly, it's what it is. However, at a certain point, everyone does finish by understanding that the direction of the world is light and that egoness does not belong to anyone. And it doesn't matter who you are. It just doesn't. If we're not living in love, no matter how it looks, if it's love, that's where it goes. A new culture will see the light of day. It will rest on three principal foundations: the elevation of women, which we are in the process of, the elevation of meek and humble, the protection of the rights of all humanity. The light, the good, and justice will triumph. It is just a question of time. He goes on, religion should be purified. And I'm telling you this, and I've been saying it. Our salvation is in knowing we're a part of the cosmos, a part of the creation. You don't need someone to wave a magic wand. We are all the Messiah when you really know how to live in harmony. And yes, folks, it takes something. It takes being responsible. It takes laughing, letting go. It takes Yeshua taught the way, taught a way. He's not the only one. Okay, so far from it. He taught a beautiful way. And that way is in the Old Testament. It's in Buddhism. It's in Hinduism. It's in many different teachings. And it isn't that you worship any someone other than the all in creation. It's living it. We are the light. And yes, there are higher beings, obviously, clearly. Even on the earth, there are beings more enlightened than others, more conscious than others, right from the get-go, older and younger souls, for sure. And sometimes we all need to take a pause. I needed to do that today. Help me realign my energies to just plain rest. Every religion contains a partial and a bit of the teachings of the masters of light, but they're just obscured. And it's been hidden by ego and forgetting the spirit of the law and the being, but the letter, and then it gets botched. Whether Christianity or Judaism or Muslim or any of it. If it's only about that, you miss the whole point. All believers will have to unite and to put themselves in agreement with the one principle, that of placing love as the base of all belief, whatever it may be. Love, community, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Love the Creator and creation. This is the first law. Love the Creator and creation with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And that includes yourself and others. That includes the earth. That includes all of it. Now, we may not want everything running through our house, like little rodents? No. They have their own place. And do unto others. That is basically the whole thing. And live as though it's real. And that means, for instance, no fracking, no chemicalizing, no adulterating of food, no GMO, and stopping the wars, stopping them. No marching into Iran and Iraq.
It means dialoguing even with people you don't like. You're not going to like everyone. God knows I don't. And I do my best to stay away from those I don't. And when I'm in a bad space or I have my anger and upset, which I did today and wasn't feeling my highest self, I don't make the phone calls I would need to make because I'm not going to make them in the right way. And I'm not going to have the correct energy coming through. And so it takes responsibility to know when to pull back and to let that transmute and grow. The earth, he says, will be swept by extraordinary rapid waves of cosmic electricity. It's starting. A few decades from now, beings who are bad and lead others astray won't be able to support their intensity. We're in the midst of that. They will thus be absorbed by cosmic fire that will consume the bad that they possess, and they will shift and grow because everyone shall glorify the high and the holy. We are in the midst of that. Peter Dunoff continues, our mother, the earth, will get rid of people that don't accept this new life. I would love to see that, frankly. I really would. I've been on this earth over 70 years, and there were times when I've had enough. I just have to retreat. And there's times when it's important that I retreat because I'm not the shining light that I normally am. And I don't bring that forth. Better for me to just be quiet, read a book, laugh, let myself have that moment till I bring myself out again. Peter Dunoff in this channeling, our mother the earth will get rid of people that don't accept this new life. She will reject them like damaged fruit. They will soon not be able to reincarnate on this planet, including criminals. Only those that possess love in them will remain. Yay! Yay! And then those of us with all the different colorations and all the different ways of being and all the different languages and all, but with that love will be his. Oh my God, that's my life. Wonderful. Then he continues, there is not any place on earth that is not dirtied with any human or animal blood. Therefore, she has to submit to a purification. And it's for this that certain continents will be immersed while others will surface. So, he sees mega earth changes, big time, ships, hurricanes. Do not suspect the dangers they're menaced by. They continue to pursue futile objectives and to seek pleasure. On the contrary, those of the sixth race will be conscious of the dignity of their role and respect each other's liberty. You know, I am that. I'll tell you straight up. And I know a lot of people who are that. And even I can get cranky and annoyed and acknowledge it. And then heal that and shift it. These people of the higher level will nourish themselves exclusively from products of the vegetarian realm. Well, I agree with that. My book after the children's book, Slim Digger Vitality Vegan, certainly agree with that. Their ideas will have the power to circulate freely as the air and light of our days. And so this is the new way to grow and evolve. And you can use that if you are not born again. That's what this is. He calls this chapter 60 of Isaiah as it relates to the coming of the sixth race, the race of love. So he says after the tribulations, which we are in, humans will cease to sin and will again, and sin means miss the mark. And we'll again find the path to goodness and love. The climate of our planet will be moderated everywhere and brutal variations will no longer exist. Well, we're having the brutal variations. And it's going to get worse till it gets better because we're in it. Because there haven't been enough of a shift. That people would eat, I can't even say some of the horrors. The air will once again become pure and the same for water. Parasites will disappear, he said. He says people will remember their previous incarnations and will feel the pleasure of noticing that they're finally liberated from their previous condition. Do that now. That's why I do my ascension seminars. That's why I was doing my past life regression seminar. That's why I'm doing the relationship relief seminar. And then the next one is going to be calling in relationships. Peter Dunoff. In the same manner that one gets rid of the parasites and dead leaves of the vine, so act the beloved beings to prepare people to serve the highest of the high of love. They give them good conditions to grow and to develop themselves. And to those who want to listen, they say, let go of fear. So a little more time and everything will be fine. You're on the good path. May he and she that wants to enter the new culture study, consciously work and prepare. And that's what we're doing, and that's what this show is. And that's why I'm bringing forth What If You Are. And life is miraculous. That's why the Mother's Manual is on Kindle and Nook. That's why after I bring out Zen Vigor Vitality Vegan, I have three other books I have to do. Then I'll see. Thanks to the idea of community, relatedness, the earth will become a blessed place. And that can be this second. There's no waiting. We can have it right now. It's all in us this moment. Puppies for great surfing can be sent to awaken the consciousness is what he saw in 1944. And we are having that. Wake up! Sins accumulated for thousands of years have to be redeemed. Yes, all of us. All of us. The ardent wave emanating from on high will contribute in liquidating the karma of people. The liberation cannot be postponed. It's here. Humanity must prepare itself for great trials that are inescapable and coming to bring an end to egoism. Yes, we have to look to our higher self. Under the earth, he says, something extraordinary is preparing itself. A revolution that is grandiose and completely inconceivable will manifest itself soon in nature. Creator has decided to redress the earth, and the Creator will do it. It's the end of an epoch, and a new order will substitute the old, an order in which love will reign on earth. You can see more about this on www.lovepeaceandharmony.org. Lovepeaceandharmony.org. And his name is Peter, P-E-T-E-R, Dunov, D-E-U-N-O-V. That's why Terry Connor did Peace Talks, no, Fort Lauderdale Peace Talks, which was fabulous. Fabulous. That's why so much good is happening. That's why it doesn't matter if you do a big thing or a little thing. Do something. I am now going to end this show earlier than I normally do. And I'm wishing you love and light. And if you'd like to see anything about the Mother's Manual, go to themothersmanual.com. I give away a very huge sample book, big as most books that people pay for, free PDF. And really, I am asking your funding. I am asking for support so that we can have an earth with trees, so that we can have health. Without trees, people are going to get cancer. Without trees, deforestation accounts for 20% of human-caused CO2. That's happening because we're not using 100% post-consumer recycled paper. Of the trees cut down, at least 40% of that is used to paper, which is ludicrous. It's ridiculous. And me, who loves hardwood, nah. When I finally get my house and put in floors, I'm going to use the stuff where they use, I forget what you call it, but you use the scraps of real wood and they make new wood out of it. There's a term for that. I'm not thinking of what it is. People,
We need to live differently. So if you'd like to see an amazing book that actually enhances the brain capacity of kids and is cute, 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 and it'll be fun, and kids can use even after they color it, or not even color it they want and turn the pictures around, go to facebook.com/whatifABC. Do this. Don't just say, oh, wow, what a good thing you're doing. I know I'm doing the good thing. And that's not being egoistic. I know it. I'm being guided. And I do need some financial support to do this. If you put in a dollar, if you put in $5, if you put in $10, if you put in $100, if you put in $1,000, give till your heart smiles, and for everyone it's different. Do something that enhances the earth for yourself, your children, your grandchildren, your cousins, anyone else, the strangers. And take a look at the book. If you don't like the book, don't do it. And if you do, do it. www.igg.me/AT/whatifABC. And folks, I know I'm in a different mode and vibration than I usually am. I almost didn't do the show today because of this. I'm going through my own shift so I can release any of the upset, sadness, anger, pain, disappointment, any of that, and get totally aligned with the trust I have in the Creator, because I am printing this book in March. My target date is March 9th. And getting this done. For you. I don't need an ABC book. I know how to read. For the kids. For the kids. And following my appointed path. Because when I was 10, when I was a 10-year-old little girl, Creator told me that one of the reasons I was on this earth, the Bible, that was beautiful and inspiring in today's language with humor so people would like them and read them and grow. I wondered when I'd be good enough. Well, I am, and so are you. So are we all. And it takes something sometimes to get there, and that's okay. Enjoy the journey, enjoy the journey, enjoy the journey, enjoy the journey. May you be blessed, may you be loved, may your life flourish, may you flower, may you have light and love in every part of you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being supportive. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of me I do not normally bring forth, and I do not normally even feel anymore. So, yeah, I have this. And embrace it and let it go, and it shifts. Bless you all. You can reach me at 1-888-75-PEACE. 1-888-75-PEACE. 1-888-757-3223. And if you want my Goddess Horse Speaks Gazette, sign up at themothersmanual.com, and it'll be coming from Audrey, A-U-D-R-Y-E, at audrey.org. Bless you and thank you. Bye-bye for now.